Remember us?
It's been a while.
Remember this voice and, yeah, and that,
this voice.
That Dutch voice?
Oh, yeah.
Still Dutch.
Still Dutch.
Hi, it's been about 10 years, but...
more like almost a year, 10 months-ish. It's been a long time.
We're
too,
back?
More too long.
We're back. Apologies for the lack of podcasts. We're working in different areas, and with COVID and stuff, it got hard, and we had a few things coming up, and just we're focusing on other things, right? Like work's busy. I got into trouble.
Work's busy, life's busy.
Mike's had a busy life,
and then it's just like hard to get together, and then it's not as good online because internet connections, and it's like
But we're back.
We're back. That's what matters.
We've had a couple of beers.
Two, three ish.
Now, Mike, we haven't spoken to these people in a while.
Yeah.
What are you up to? Where have you been? What are you doing?
Sweet fuck all. As the Australians say. Yeah, I had like a few races planned.
Have you got your permanent residency?
I'm allowed to stay.
So Mike is Aussie. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to vote though.
That's all right.
Which is fine because it's shit. I'm happy I don't have to make that choice. So, yeah, I had a few races. I had a 45K ultra coming up, and then I was going to do probably an ultra in May. They both got cancelled.
Yeah.
Not because of COVID, because COVID is past tense, but because Australia has been flooded with a lot of rain, and the tracks are completely destroyed, and people have died. Like, all valid reasons to cancel a race.
Mm.
I'm not any less upset, but it's valid.
Yeah. It's a bit weird, right? Like, go through a couple of years of COVID and then everything's back on and back open, and then two of the biggest trail runs just get cancelled because we have had the worst rains we've had in a century or something like that.
I've been actually just looking after my body, just enjoying running, doing bits and pieces when I feel like it, and just having a good time.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice to not train.
Yeah.
Because my race got cancelled 2 weeks before it was... supposed to happen, so I was like, I'm fit, but there's no race, so I had a few beers and just like, took my foot off the pedal and was like, oh yeah,
it's nice. Hey, like you said, you're running, you're not training. It's good, right?
Yeah.
We don't always have to train. We can just run because it feels good and we like it and we enjoy it.
Just nice to go for a run and you're like, oh yeah, I'll do 4 to 5 minutes a day because I feel like it.
Yeah.
Or I go for 2 hours because I feel like it. There's no, ooh, I need to do my long run.
Yeah. I feel like that's rare, just doing it because you want to. No other reason. It's, I feel like that's not common these days.
No, I think I've missed that, having like a structured training program. Just go, oh, yeah, I'll just do this because that's what I want. That's me in a nutshell. I've done not much. I'm just still having Achilles tendinopathy because, you know, just I love it.
You'll have that for the next few
I'll
days.
Die with that. So Paddy, you've done
I've been the opposite to you
a few things.
I've been the opposite to you. I got really fit. I've got my debut Ironman coming up this weekend, so I've retired from running and taken up triathlon, as
retired
a couple of people have pointed out.
Nah
But it's been a really cool journey. I've done a couple of shorter triathlons and it's been a bit of fun, but I've never taken them seriously. But now I've bought the Lycra. I've got two bikes with fast wheels on them and an aerodynamic helmet and a good wetsuit. And now I'm a triathlete. So I've got my Ironman coming up this week, which has been probably the best build I've had into an event.
I feel like this is the most consistent you've trained and sort of followed something structured.
Yep.
I've never seen you do this.
Yeah, it feels weird. I'm currently tapering. I don't think I've ever tapered in my life. it's been really cool. I've not run that much, but my cardiovascular fitness allowed me to pace a 3-hour marathon a few weeks back, and that was comfortable. So the running's there. It's good. I'm doing a lot of runs off the bike, which is an interesting experience. So yeah, that's been where I've been at. It's, tell you what, training for a triathlon's hard when you got to do a 6-hour cycle and back up the next day for a 3-hour run. It's tough.
It's a lot.
But that's keeping me pumped up at the moment. But yeah, I guess like, so coming off of like, you're having COVID and then the floods, it's nice that I feel like there's this renewed kind of like vigor with running that's happening now. I'm pumped up by the try, but then like the 100-kilometer world record got broken today.
For the track.
Today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Lithuanian, I don't know his name, but Lithuanian bloke. He ran 3:39 a K.
Average. For 100K.
For 100K. So 6 hours. So
fuck.
6 hours to do 100 kilometers is just ridiculous. Yeah. Apparently it was during a 100-mile race, and he did 100 Ks, and then apparently, this is not confirmed, but it's counted as a DNF, so it's not going to be the world record because he ran 100 Ks and then DNF'd 100-mile race. So that's like kind of funny, but sucks. But I know that happens, and so that I think that was this morning it kind of happened. Yeah. It probably happened yesterday in Europe.
It's hectic, though. It's so good. Like, it's insane if you think about it. Yeah.
If any of us do a park run at that pace, we're, like, blown away.
But only, like, you win park run.
Yeah.
If you do that.
Yeah, did 19 more of them.
And just steady.
Yeah.
So that happened today. And on the track. Like, kill me now.
Oh, yeah. That fast around the track.
But boring.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 laps, I'll be like, nah, I'm done.
I actually have a 12-hour track race coming up in 6 weeks.
Yeah, kill you now because fuck that.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. There'll be more to talk about that later, before and after it, that I'm going to run 12 hours around a track.
Is it like you turn around every 3 or 6?
Every 4 hours you turn around.
Woo!
Yeah,
how exciting.
Coming up. And good mate Ned. Ned, who's coming on our podcast. Ned, who was our 100th podcast.
If you remember this, he ran 50 marathons in 50 days.
Yep. For a very good cause.
For a very, very good cause, and he's a legend.
Yeah. So... That was done 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago.
It was pre COVID.
No, it was during COVID. So he today announced that he's going to run across Australia from Perth to Sydney, and he's going to try and break the record for doing it. So it's about 4,000 kilometers, and he wants to do it in about 40 days.
100 K.
Very basic maths suggests that's 100 kilometers a day for 40 days. And that's our mate Ned. He just announced it this morning. So that's fucking awesome.
He can turn me in a wheelchair right now.
Yeah. So I'm going to be backing him all the way in there. So, yeah, I feel like there's just been a couple of things that have, like, ooh, kind of pumped me up again. Mm. It feels like we're coming out the back of something.
Yeah.
We've got the Sydney Half Marathon in 2.5 weeks.
4 weeks.
No.
No?
2.5.
Ah, 2.5. 4. Give or take. I'm doing that, so I should know.
You're doing it? Yeah, how's that training going, Mike?
Fine.
He's clearly not training.
I'm coaching.
But we got that coming up. But, yeah, there's a bit of a shift. Like, things are looking nice.
Yeah, I'm going to Brisbane to do the Guzzler.
What's that?
It's a trail race.
Sounds like you're just going to a pub, the Guzzler.
Well, like, I think the medal is like a tankard, so I'm like, it suits me.
Yeah.
So I'm just running 21Ks in the bush, just having a good time. It's the day before my birthday.
Lovely.
I don't want to do the 50 because, like, I don't want to thrash myself and then not enjoy my birthday.
Mm.
So I'm like, 21. That'd be good.
Sounds good.
And then, yeah, I've been considering a roadie.
Mm.
Like a road marathon. And just because I was talking with this to someone the other day, and she was like, oh, how many road marathons have you done? I'm like, not that many.
Yeah.
Like, I can think I can count them on, like, 2 fingers.
Count them on 2 fingers.
So I was like, oh, it's been such a... Such a long time.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, it is like a marathon is is it the pinnacle of running? It
sort of is if you're a normal runner.
Yeah.
If you're like slightly unhinged, like we are, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll do 50. Oh, yeah, I'll do 100.
Yeah. There's something really romantic and cool about just a road marathon. It's a nice challenge, a nice thing to say that you've done. So.
And I think for me, easier to train for at the moment, not having to go to the mountains and just being able to run around.
Yeah, it's a really good test.
Yeah.
That's cool. Fuck yeah. So we've got a whole bunch of guests lined up as well. Next one, within the next couple, will be James from the Foot Collective.
Mm.
And if your Instagram feed is anything like mine, he will have infiltrated it. So that's how I first... came across James. The Foot Collective do a whole lot of really cool stuff about foot health and how that then affects your running and how that affects the rest of your body, which is fascinating.
Yeah. We've got old mate Kerno coming up.
Kerno.
Like he knows, he's just not locked in yet, but when he listens to this, he'll be like, oh yeah, shit, I need to lock it in.
Yep.
So Kerno, just shoot us some dates, mate.
Send us a text, Kerno. yeah, got a couple of things coming up. So some really good chats, and I will inevitably tell you how this stupid Ironman goes.
Oh,
and then we'll talk about this 12-hour track race I've got planned.
Oh,
and,
so stupid.
Yeah, so I'm just doing dumb shit, heaps of dumb stuff.
Hey, I'm just chilling. That's good.
See you. Anyway, well, we're back, and it's good to chat to you. We promise not to avoid you for 10 months again.
Yeah, like if I get COVID, then we might have to postpone it for a week, but other than that, we'll be sweet.
Do you think you'll get COVID?
I don't know. I haven't had it yet. Everybody around me has had it. I'm expecting I'll get it at some point.
Yeah. Isn't there a thing that says, like, if you haven't had COVID yet, you mustn't have good friends? You mustn't have many friends?
Like, not untrue. Not untrue.
Okay. All right. We'll chat to you soon.
All right. Bye.